This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg. Time for your letters. Martin Casti's Reporter's Notebook 2 weeks ago about challenges of reporting from Native American lands drew sharp criticism from many of you. Listeners complained that Casti's remark about being scolded by a tribal elder for interrupting him was followed by a voiceover as the elder prayed. Jessica Tracy of Los Angeles wrote, "You concluded your piece with the insight that sometimes you just have to shut up and listen, which is precisely what you did not do. As your subject sings his prayer, you talk over him the entire time and wonder how long this is going to go on. I was stunned by your rudeness and disrespect." John O'Rourke in Decatur, Illinois, was glad to hear Bob Elliott of the comedy team Bob and Ray on the air again. He writes, "I found them one evening on WCBS radio in the fall of 1959. My mother made me do my homework by promising that I could listen to those funny guys with all the voices. It worked." Mr. O'Rourke's favorite Bob and Ray routine was Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. Others would choose this one.
"I am president and secretary of the slow talkers."
Oh, hurry up, please.
"Of
America.
America.
America."
Finally, my essay on the arrival of spring in Washington led Lynn Spatz to write that she knows it's spring because of new baby calves. Quote, "We start calving on our farm in northeast Nebraska in early March. Sometimes they are born in snow and cold, but it's still spring. On the warm, sunny days, they stretch out and nap or exercise their legs by running as fast as they can with reckless abandon. Now that's spring." Thanks, everybody, for getting in touch. Keep it up. Our website is npr.org, and then click on Contact Us.